Good morning. It is Monday, March 18th. Here's what we're working on. Halton police are asking for help finding two missing teens from Oakville.
MPs return to the House of Commons today, where they're expected to offer tributes to Brian Mulroney.
And Eva Longoria being honored with a Bezos Courage and Civility Award worth huge money. Lily Butko here for the huge money this morning.
Yay.
In for Tim Boland. So Tim comes back tomorrow, and Steve is in for Brian.
Yep. Yeah, we got a great team here today. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're excited to be here.
Yeah, it's a.
You're so eager. You were here early, and
I was here early. I was up early. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I had to leave a family party early last night, about 6 p.m. I was in bed by 7, and I'm here.
Wow.
I didn't know what to do. I was really nervous about waking up. That's what I'm most nervous about today was the waking up part.
Yes.
Not sleeping through my alarm. The fact that I've made it, I feel like the rest of it's going to be smooth sailing.
It'll be all good. All good. How are things on the road this morning, Steve?
Pretty good on the road. Louis, just a tip. I put on two alarms.
I had four alarms. I had my watch going off as well. And I beat all of them. I was up at 1:45, so I beat all of my alarms. But very early morning today, for sure.
That's for sure. And it's still early. 6:01 in the morning on your Monday. All right. One day before the arrival of spring. Let's have a quick look and see what's happening on the roads right now. We're looking in pretty good shape. We could see some flurries to start the day, maybe a shower, but really nothing much out there. Let's start down around the Niagara area where traffic is usually this time of day fairly light. And looking at the Glendale interchange, no problems out there at all. Ontario Street, again, coming out of Niagara, looking all right. Through the Hamilton area, Skyway Bridge building up as you would expect it to be this time of day. Guelph Line, fairly busy to start. So, again, a lot of people getting an early start today. Up by the Ford plant, again, eastbound, a little heavier than westbound. That camera's not working. We'll move on to 403 and Mavis Road. And this area is fairly busy. Up by Pearson Airport, starting to see some build right there right now and not seeing any other major problems. 401 west of the 400 looking okay, and 401 Avenue Road, for the most part, in good shape. So weather should not be a big factor today, although we could get a few showers or some flurries as the temperature bobs in around the freezing mark, and we could see some sun as well. So interesting day and interesting week ahead. We'll tell you all about it in a few minutes.
Thank you, Steve. Two teens are missing this morning from Oakville, and Halton police believe they may be together. Simone Gavros joins us now from Third Line and Dundas Street in Oakville with more, and this location is important to the story.
Hi, Annette. That's right. Well, I'm here at Third Line in Dundas, where the two teens were last seen here in this area. They were last seen here around 5 p.m. yesterday here in this area. And just to give you an idea of the intersection, it's very busy here. There's just a gas station right over here beside me. There's some coffee shops here, and it's right just across the street from this hospital. So police are asking anyone who may have seen the teens in this area to please contact them. Now, here's a description that police have gave out about the two girls. It starts with a 16-year-old girl, Jada Cook, who was last seen in this area of Third Line in Dundas yesterday. She's 5'5 with a medium build, dark hair and brown eyes, and she was wearing a gray hoodie, brown pants and white shoes. Now then there was a 15-year-old Shivani Deshpande, went missing around the same time yesterday, also near Dundas, and she's 5'2 with a slim build, dark brown hair and brown eyes. Now Deshpande was wearing a navy blue jacket and white and pink Nike shoes. Now police are concerned for both of their safety here at this intersection. They're asking anyone who may know their whereabouts or may have seen the two girls to please contact police or Crime Stoppers. But for now, Louie, I'll send things back to you.
Thanks, Mom. Two people have been arrested following an armed bank robbery in Burlington. It happened Friday afternoon at a Royal Bank branch on Main Way near Guelph Line. CHCH News spoke with one person who was inside the bank at the time. They described seeing one of the suspects holding a shotgun to someone's head and telling people to get on the floor. Police say both suspects were found a short distance away. One was arrested immediately. There was a three-hour standoff with the other, who was inside a vehicle with a gun. That person was eventually arrested. Halton police haven't released any further details on the arrests.
Seven people were taken to hospital after a two-vehicle crash on Highway 403 in Burlington very early yesterday. The OPP say it happened at 1 in the morning on the 403 and Waterdown Road area. Two people were taken to hospital in critical condition, two in serious condition, and three had minor injuries.
In Mississauga, a tow truck driver has been charged with stunt driving. It happened Friday afternoon near the Queensway. Peel police say the driver was clocked going 137 kilometers an hour, nearly 100 kilometers over the posted speed limit. Police say he was racing and driving on the wrong side of the road. A 27-year-old is also charged with careless driving, not stopping at a stop sign, and not wearing a seatbelt. The tow truck's been impounded and his license taken away.
A Sri Lankan family killed in an Ottawa suburb earlier this month was remembered during a funeral yesterday. Six people, including four children who ranged in age from 2 months to 7 years, were found dead last week inside a townhouse in a South End Ottawa suburb. Police arrested a 19-year-old Sri Lankan international student who was also living in the home the night of the attack. He's charged with six counts of first-degree murder and one of attempted murder. Well, members of Parliament are returning to the House of Commons today after a two-week break. It's believed that they will offer tributes to the late Brian Mulroney. The former Prime Minister died in Florida at the end of February at the age of 84. His casket's going to be brought tomorrow to Ottawa, where he will lie in state for 2 days until he is moved Wednesday afternoon to Montreal to lie in repose at St. Patrick's Basilica. A state funeral will be held Saturday at Notre Dame Basilica in Montreal. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has playfully told a radio host in Quebec that he thinks about quitting every day. During an interview with Radio Canada, Trudeau says he's determined to continue on as Prime Minister despite the personal challenges that come with the position. He describes the role as being super tough and challenging. Trudeau added, though, he's in politics to serve, not to be popular. The next federal election is expected next year. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has issued a recall for braised beef rib pot pies. They're made by the Pie Commission. The pot pies are being recalled because they contain anchovies, and those anchovies aren't on the label. Sabatini Gourmet Foods triggered the recall. There have been no reported illnesses or reactions.
Time to take a look at sports, and for most people, game is a gulf of inches, and nowhere was that more true yesterday than for Wyndham Clark at the Players' Championship. So Clark had that putt there to force a playoff, but as you can see, it lipped out and wouldn't drop as Scottie Scheffler cemented his status as the world number one, rallying from a five-shot deficit Sunday to become the first player to go back-to-back at the Players' Championship. The two-time reigning PGA Tour Player of the Year picked up a cool $4.5 million with the win.
Bounces it to Porter. Down around his feet, he can't scoop it up, but Suggs can. Pull up three, Jalen Suggs, he got it.
It was just one of those nights for the Toronto Raptors, who dropped their seventh game in a row, falling to the Magic in Orlando 111-86. Loss was also the ninth in the last 10 games for the Raptors, who now sit at 23-45 on the year. That's tied for the sixth worst record in the league.
Beeger. For Sharp, his drive deflected, save made, rebound, McDonnell scores.
It was a rough afternoon for the Brantford Bulldogs in the Battle of the 403 as the Steelheads scored the first five goals on the day en route to a big 7-2 win. The win moved the Steelheads up to second place in the tightly contested Eastern Conference with 82 points, while Brantford has 80 points but does have a game in hand heading into the final week of the regular season.
Robrick almost took the puck away from Kjelsma. Now Robrick does take the puck away. And Robrick coming in 2-0 with Bryant. Robrick, Bryant scores!
Meanwhile, the Niagara Ice Dogs might not be playing for the postseason, but they got back in the win column yesterday as they picked up their first victory in more than a month and snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 4-0 victory over the Barrie Colts.
UNB will go down as perhaps the greatest team ever. It's perfection in 2024 for the Reds. They are your 2024 University Cup champions.
Sticking with hockey, the University of New Brunswick capped off a perfect season as they downed Concordia 4-0 to claim their 10th national championship in Toronto last night. Former Bulldogs captain and Hamilton native Isaac Nurse scored the empty netter to seal the victory for the Reds. Team also features former Bulldogs Colton Kammerer and Cade Landry, so congratulations to all of them. Meanwhile, in the women's final, Concordia beat Toronto in Saskatoon to claim the gold.
Now the first pitch from Wheeler. Hit in the air to left center field. Pache again. It's going to be over his head, and it's off the top of the wall. Nope, now they're going to call a home run. They're going to say a home run for Joey Votto in his first spring training at-bats.
Spring training invitee Joey Votto homered on the first pitch he saw in a Blue Jays uniform yesterday as the Blue Jays and Phillies played to a 5-5 tie in split squad action. Votto only ended up playing the first inning, however, telling reporters afterwards that he stepped on a bat in the dugout.
Here we go. Can he get it by? Sneak it by. By one, by two, got it. Oh, they'll just pick one, and Canada will pick up a steal.
And Rachel Holman's Team Canada will take a 3-0 record into Monday's game against Norway at the World Women's Championship in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Holman defeated Tabitha Peterson's United States team 10-6 in their lone game on Sunday. Italy and Switzerland, also both 3-0, are tied for top spot with Holman in the 13-team championship.
Okay, let's check your traffic right now. 6:11 on Monday. A lot of people getting on the roads early today. So, again, if you're heading out now, just expect maybe a little bit more a number of vehicles on the road as you head out the door. All right, let's go into the Toronto area. Pearson Airport, obviously a favorite area right now. And it's fairly busy as we see. And, again, it's only, half a dozen minutes after 6 in the morning, so it's fairly busy. Down through the Hamilton area, Skyway Bridge looking fairly busy eastbound, which is moving away from us, left to right on your screen. Down towards Niagara, looking at the Glendale Exchange. Again, traffic is light, but certainly looks a little busier than it often is out there. As you move up to the Ford plant, eastbound, coming towards us, fairly busy, but moving along okay. As we go on to the 403 and Mavis Road, seeing no major problems out there. Up to the 401 west of the 400, traffic's moving along in good shape. And again, as we look at 401 Avenue Road, camera's not working all that well, but gives us an idea that things are in pretty good shape. So that's the good news out there. If you're heading out the door, just be aware that we could see a few raindrops this morning. We could see a few flurries. Should not impede your drive, though. Maybe a little bit of volume might just do that. So 6:13, let's have a look and see what's happening weather-wise for you right now. So we are getting a northerly flow of air. The next several days into the weekend, it's going to be back to winter-like conditions. In fact, it'll be, as we get into later parts of the week, temperatures will be 4 or 5, maybe 6 degrees below seasonal temperature-wise. But for today, some flurries, chance of rain, and some sun here in the Golden Horseshoe area. What's happening up around the Bruce Peninsula area, up around Barrie, could be a couple of centimeters of snow coming today. Depending on where you are, it won't be everywhere, but we could see some. Again, this would be off the lake stuff, and it's not going to change a whole lot into tomorrow as well. So there will be some snow in the area. So we do have, again, that northerly flow of air, which is coming off the lakes, which is giving us lake effects flurries in some areas and will be today. But the temperature, as it gets above the freezing mark for some areas, could see some showers as well. And as we get into the next several days, again, there could be a little bit more snow up in the traditional snow belt area. But for most of us, just kind of cooler conditions outside. So checking some temperatures right now, -3 in Hamilton, -2 in Grimsby, -1 in Toronto, -2 in the Mississauga area. So it's cooler than it has been for a while. Your almanac for today, the sun will be up at 7:25 a.m. down at 7:31 p.m. Normal high should be around 4 degrees. Looks like, even though we're getting into officially spring tomorrow, we are not going to be anywhere near 4. Today, though, pretty close, 3 degrees. Starting the day, though, wind chill factor as you head out the door will be about -8. Some mixed precipitation is possible today. Again, not a lot of it in the Golden Horseshoe, more up in the traditional snowy areas. But wind gusts will make it feel certainly a little bit cooler out there as we get into about 40, 50-kilometer-per-hour gusts, as they have been actually for the last couple of days. For tonight, temperature slides down to -3, wind chill factor -9. Again, the windy conditions will continue, and you could see some flurries as that temperature heads south of freezing. And tomorrow, the forecast will be much the same as today, a couple of degrees, wind chill factor -9, 50-kilometer-an-hour gusts possible with some flurries for us. But again, in the traditional areas, Bruce Peninsula up around Barrie, Collingwood area, you folks could get anywhere from 5 to 10 in sort of isolated areas out there. So that's the only real tough spot that could be some snow for us here in the southern parts of the province for now. So not looking too bad. Let's look at things.
Thanks, Steve. Yep. Let's say good morning to Emily Vukovic. Hey, Emily, what do you have coming up on Chit Chat?
Hi, Louie. You look good on the desk there.
Thank you. So can I admit something that I had to text this to our director, Laura Brody, to see if she approved the color? The suit jacket. I bought this suit jacket new just for today. Laura Brody gave me a couple of options.
You're pretty cute.
Oh, thank you. What do you got coming up, Emily?
All right, we're going to talk about Celine Dion. She's opened up a little bit about her stiff person syndrome, and Usher has been named Entertainer of the Year.
Okay, we get to walk over the couch to do that. Yeah,
that's what we do.
That's what we do. Okay, thanks very much. Coming up after the break, experts say inflation is expected to go up again. The new results coming out tomorrow. We'll have a sneak preview. 6:18 on your Monday morning. Here's a look at the business figures in overseas trading. Canadian dollar right now is up 11 basis points to 73.91 cents U.S. Gold is down $3. Crude oil is up 46 cents to $81.50 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are up right now in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Over in Asia, the markets were also up in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. And in North American markets on Friday, the TSX gained 19 points, the Dow dropped 190, and the NASDAQ fell 155.
Well, economists say inflation likely flared up again in February because of higher gasoline prices. Statistics Canada is set to release the country's latest inflation rates tomorrow. Analysts expect prices were up in February, 3.1% from a year ago. That would reverse some of the progress made in January. That's when the annual inflation rate dropped to 2.9%.
Airbus workers at an assembly plant in Quebec have overwhelmingly rejected the company's latest offer, giving the union a strike mandate. The union representing the workers at the Mirabel plant says 99.6% of its members followed the negotiating committee's recommendation and voted against the offer. A spokesperson says members were insulted that the proposed wage increases didn't even compensate for inflation. Both sides returned to the negotiating table today.
Concerns are rising among TikTok creators in the States following a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill threatens a U.S.-wide ban on the app if the Chinese owner doesn't sell it. Creators are afraid, obviously, of losing their income, and they emphasize the app's role in connecting and sharing. Now, there are calls for TikTok to be out of Chinese control because of data security, election meddling, and censorship concerns, despite denials from TikTok. Former U.S. Secretary, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said he is interested in buying the social media platform. If the bill is enacted, TikTok's parent, ByteDance, would have to sell in 5 months.
Uber will pay more than $241 million to settle a long-running legal dispute with Australian taxi and hire car drivers. The global rideshare giant reportedly agreed to the financial settlement, according to the lawyer representing 8,000 taxi and hire car drivers. The class action was launched by drivers and car owners who suffered financial losses when Uber entered the Australian market in 2012.
Okay, we're taking a quick break right now. Steve is going to be back with your traffic and your 7 day forecast.
And welcome back to Morning Live, 6:24 on your Monday, and a little on the slow side right now, eastbound coming over the Burlington Skyway Bridge. Not seeing an accident or any other reason for it other than volume right now, but we'll keep this on it for you. So again, if you're heading towards the Toronto area, Burlington from Stoney Creek, say, or Niagara, it'll be a little on the slow side to start the day. Otherwise, we're looking in pretty good shape, but it has been busy, a little busier than normal. Even coming out of Niagara, we're seeing things build building up just a little bit right there. As we get in to make the turn there along the QEW and Appleby line, a little on the slow side. So up by the Ford plant, again, traffic is fairly heavy, but building up right now. So a little bit busier than normal for this time of day. But if you're heading out the door, just be aware that weather's not going to be a factor, though we could see a little shower activity, maybe some flurries today as cold air comes down over the Great Lakes. And of course, there's lake effect snow possible. But more likely, any amounts of accumulation will be up around the Bruce Peninsula area, Barrie, Collingwood, a couple of centimeters likely today, and more coming tomorrow as we get into a sort of a cold spot right now. And in the Hamilton area, Niagara, Toronto area, we are just looking for some flurries today. Now we could see some sunshine, and also if the temperature stays a little bit above the freezing mark, we could see a little shower activity. So the day planner today looks like this. Mixed conditions throughout the day. Temperature is only up to 3 degrees, which is a degree or two below what it normally is for this time of year. And the drive home tonight should not be a problem. We could see the sun, but it could be just cloudy conditions out there with a chance of a shower or a flurry. But other than that, temperatures a little on the cooler side than we have been used to, but more seasonal. And looking ahead now, we do see temperatures nowhere near that 4 degree mark for the next 6 or 7 days with some flurries here and there. Even though spring arrives tomorrow, not spring-like conditions for sure. That's it for now.
The city of Chicago went all out in its St. Patrick's Day celebrations, turning the Chicago River green for the occasion. The annual dyeing of the river is a tradition that dates back to 1962 and often draws thousands of visitors to downtown Chicago. Now, the river is dyed by the Chicago Plumbers Union on boats with a secret vegetable-based recipe. And once the mixture is added to the water, it turns a vivid green in about 90 seconds. And despite its shocking color, Annette, the city of Chicago says the dye is environmentally friendly.
Yeah, it's a dye that they used to use to find out if like pipes were leaking into the river.
Okay.
And then the plumbers were going, well, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we could turn the whole river that color? So it stays that way for a few days, but. Oh, that would be so cool. Chicago's such a beautiful city, but with that vivid green water.
Oh,
wow.
It's thrown me off, actually.
Yeah. Okay, we'll settle your stomach then, and we'll get right back. 627 right now. We'll be back at 6:30 with more.